So you can imagine that that's having all sorts of ripple impacts, not just in the oil industry, but for the biofuels producers. We don't know how much is needed to be produced when there's no target out there that's been finalized. And I mean, you can carry that over into the production agriculture side. Obviously, the RFS is going to have implications for what crops get planted and what those prices are for various crops. And so there's, big impacts on the farm economy as well. June 1st, which is right around the corner now, is supposed to be the day that EPA finally comes out and announces its proposed standards for 2014, 2015, and 2016. So we will all very anxiously be awaiting the release of that document on June 1st.
Do you anticipate status quo?
Well, I think EPA has been very quiet, and the White House has been very quiet about what is in this proposal. It's out of EPA's hands at this point. They submitted the proposal to the White House several weeks ago, and so now it's kind of in the White House's hands. And we haven't really picked up any hints that we put a lot of faith in at this point. So we'll be as surprised as anybody with what the numbers look like come June 1st. We've been saying all along that the numbers, yes, the numbers are important, and Congress established in 2007 what the volumes should be, what those numbers should be. But as important as the numbers is how EPA justifies them. And what methodology they use to come up with the final volumes that will be required. Last year, they started down a road where they were using this notion of a blend wall kind of as the basis for setting those volumes. They said, the oil industry says they can't use more than 10% ethanol, and so we're going to set the RFS for 2014 at that 10% level, which is below what Congress had envisioned. We obviously didn't like that proposal, didn't think it met the spirit and intent of the law, and ultimately EPA pulled that proposal back, and they're kind of redoing 2014 as part of this package that'll come out on June.
Would 350 gas be more conducive to ethanol than 250 gas?
Well, it's interesting. 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when I kind of started out in this industry, $50 oil or even $60 oil would have been more of a devastating blow to the ethanol industry than it is today. I mean, we've had oil, as low as $43, $44 a barrel, and we've seen gas prices at the wholesale level well under $2 in recent months. And in the past, that would have been very problematic for profitability in the ethanol industry. This time around, it's different, and I'm not going to tell you that profitability has been great and that margins have been great while we've had low oil prices, but they've been positive, and the industry has been able to withstand these lower prices. And today, as we speak, ethanol is still 40 cents less than gasoline at the wholesale level. So there is an economic benefit to the blender and to the consumer of blending more ethanol. Now, as oil prices rise and gas prices rise, that obviously allows margins to expand somewhat for the ethanol producer, and that is helpful.